Luke wanted to know what had happened to Jason and what had made him fall. And he wanted to know what would become of his son, whether Ben would make a good grandmaster, and how long he had to prepare for that terrible burden. More than anything, Luke wanted to know whether he had succeeded in his own life, whether the spark he had struck in founding the new Jedi Order would endure and flourish, growing into the bright golden light he had envisioned, the beacon that would always be there to guide the galaxy safely through the dark times. And the hungry presence could give him all that knowledge and more. All Luke had to do was clasp the tentacle hand before him and let it draw him into the warm silver waters with it. Let it drown him in the liquid oblivion of absolute infinite knowledge. But what Luke already knew was this. The choice that Jason had made here was his undoing. The future was not the province of the living, and no human mind could know all things and remain sane. Luke knew he was still Ben's father and the founder of the Jedi Order, and he knew he was still needed by both. He knew that Mara was gone, that if the thing craving him now had ever been a part of her, it had certainly not been the best part, that if this was all that remained of her, he would not be doing anyone a service by trying to hold on to it. Luke backed away from the pool.
Luke.
The voice sounded cold and half familiar inside Luke's mind. The last whisper of a lost love. The hand slid back into the pool, the tentacle fingers beckoning him to follow.
Come back.
Luke shook his head and turned away. I can't. He found Ryantar and Feral in front of him, blocking the exit. The Godel's flat-nosed face was scowling, and the Given was shaking his bony head in disappointment.
Master Skywalker, you don't strike me as the kind to leave without the answers you came for. I don't believe you have seen what Jason saw yet.
I've seen enough. Luke started forward, already calling to mind the haggard image of himself that he had seen reflected in the pool's surface. I'm returning to my body.
Before you have seen what your nephew saw?
Feral asked. If doing so means bathing in your pool, yes. Luke reached the doorway and stopped half a pace from the pair. I'm only willing to follow him so far. I won't go over the brink with him. Ryantar lifted his bushy brows, and Feral tipped his bony head in disappointment.
Going over the brink is hardly necessary, Master Skywalker. Jason didn't bathe in the pool either.
Luke frowned. He didn't?
Didn't even consider it. He said no mortal mind could know everything, and the last thing he wanted was to become a Celestial.
Before Luke could ask what they knew about the Celestials, Ryantar added,
But Jason wasn't afraid to stay at the pool until he had seen what he came to see.
The Gotal tipped his horns toward the water behind Luke.
Have another look.
Luke shook his head. I'm done with your delaying tactics. I don't know what you're trying to accomplish, but I do know you're trying to keep me here. Even without the shiver of guilt that rippled through the Force, Luke would have known by their furtive glances that he had struck at the heart of the matter. Determined not to yield the advantage when he had it, he said, Tell me what you expect to happen, and don't claim you're just trying to help me. I didn't believe that in the habitat, and I won't believe it now. Ryantar looked to Feral. The Given rasped,
What is there to lose?
Ryantar nodded.
What indeed?